WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Bob Dylan's new album, Modern Times, hit the top of the record charts last week. Now 65, the singer-songwriter continues to explore blues and older pop styles with lyrics that frequently contain contemporary references. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Today's the day you're gonna grab my trombone blues. Well, it's hot stuff here, and it's everywhere I go. I was thinking about Alicia Keys. Couldn't keep
Bob Dylan is thinking of Alicia Keys? Why? As he told the novelist Jonathan Lethem in Rolling Stone magazine, he saw her on TV and thought to himself, there's nothing about that girl I don't like. At any rate, much like the novelist Philip Roth, Dylan is a senior citizen artist working at full power. Sly, randy, grumpy, creatively vindictive, never resigned to the hypocrisy and false piety he sees and hears all around him.
There's an evening haze settling over town, starlight by the edge of the creek. The buying power of the proletariat's gone down, money's getting shallow and weak. Well, the place I love best is a sweet memory. It's a new path that we trod. They say low wages are reality if we want to compete abroad. My cruel weapons have been put on the shelf. Come sit down on my knees. You are dearer to me than myself, as you yourself can see. While I'm listening to the steel rails hum, got both eyes tight shut. Just sitting here trying to keep the hunger from creeping its way into my gut. Meet me at the bottom, don't lag behind. Bring me my boots and shoes. You can hang back or fight your best on the front line. Sing a little bit of these working bands.
That's Working Man's Blues No. 2, Dylan's oblique answer record to Merle Haggard's 1969 hit. Haggard has been an opening act on parts of the never-ending tour. Dylan does more than merely riff off the title. He tosses out lines like, the power of the proletariat's gone down, and they say low wages are a reality if we want to compete abroad, in a way that leaves you feeling like you've been sliced with a knife but didn't feel the blade go in. Acting like he has nothing to lose while thinking through songs as though his continued health depended on it, Dylan is nothing if not an immensely satisfying old smoothie these days.
The spirit on the water, darkness on the face of the deep. I keep thinking about you, baby, and I can't hardly sleep. I'm traveling by land, traveling through the dawn of the day. You're always on my mind, I can't stay away.
That's a great Bob Dylan performance. The way he croons and mutters the words, phrasing conversationally all around a lovely melody. That's a tight little piece of country blues rhythm you can dance to. On another song here, The Levee's Gonna Break, Dylan speaks of people fleeing a rising tide, not merely with no possessions, but with, quote, barely enough skin to cover their bones. Yet the jaunty music that makes Dylan's song so effective isn't scary or solemn. Solemnity is something Bob Dylan has utterly no use for these days.
If it keep on raining, the levee's gonna break. If it keep on raining, everybody saying this is a deal. got to the river and I threw my clothes away. I paid my time and now I'm as good as new. I paid my time and now I'm as good as new. They can't take me back unless I want them to. They better keep on raining. Keep on reading, the levee gonna break. Some of these people gonna strip you of all they can take.
Like all the songs here, no matter what their putative subject matter is, they all boil down to one of that song's final lines. I'd try to get you to love me, but I ain't gonna repeat that mistake. Women who've loved him, wronged him, turned him on and turned him off take up a lot of psychic and musical space here. Dylan breaks with any chronological analysis of his work. He could have recorded half of this stuff right after he cut the How Does It Feel chorus of Like a Rolling Stone 31 years ago. As a master of time and space, he knows that living in the present is the best idea a fella can have. Or as he puts it elsewhere, I can't go to paradise. I killed a man back there.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.